What's up, TFOs? Danny Brams here. Charlotte Soccer Show conversation with the man himself, Nathan Byrne. Byrne, baby, Byrne. Nathan's Inferno. You've probably heard me sing it multiple times on the show at different events and things like that. And Nathan, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to talk about a lot of things today. The first thing I want to bring up, though, is recently we had Ashley Westwood on the show a few weeks ago. You might remember that raucous afternoon at Hot Fly during the Westwood beer release.
Yes.
And he was talking about you. Your ears must have been burning because he was talking about you and right when you and Patrick and a few other folks walked in the door. So that was great. But in that conversation, that was right before Westwood had got his yellow card suspension. Mm-hmm. And we asked him, who do you think should be the captain of the club in your stead, you know, since you're not going to be able to play the next match? I think it was in Houston, right?
Yeah.
And he named you. He said, it's got to be Nathan Byrne, you know. And that didn't end up happening. But I want to know, how does it feel for you a year and a half with this club to even be in consideration for someone who could be captain of the squad?
Yeah, I mean, it's a newer club, which is the first time most people have dealt with that. But it doesn't feel that way. I think that's credit to the team, the players, the fans especially, and the management that have come in. So, obviously it's a great feeling, and I feel like I'm naturally one of the leaders here, along with Westy, BB, Kalina. But I think it's a good thing that's building here, and hopefully we can continue improving that.
How does that leadership group sort of influence the day-to-day things going on with the club, yourself and all the people you mentioned?
Yeah, well, I think since the managers came in, he told Westy within the first week of pre-season that he wanted us to help him lead the team and lead the group of players. We've got a lot of young, promising players, so you need the older heads, as you'd say, to help manage that on and off the pitch.
Yeah, we love the old heads here. There's nothing wrong with that. You mentioned the manager. You mentioned Westy, English manager, English captain. We just brought in Jamie Patterson, English, you know, summer reinforcement. Obviously, you're English. And they talked a lot about the English preseason that went on, where Dean was just having you guys run and run and run in the preseason. Yeah. So is there a little bit of an English character to this American club?
I think so. Probably more European, I'd say.
Okay.
And that's also down to, I think, that Zoran being here. And also, I think that might be the way it's going. But I think there's a lot of similarities when it comes to the work ethic, when it comes to England and Americans. You've got Ben Bender, you've got Bram Bronico. They've got that mentality. People would say maybe an English mentality, but when it comes to football, of hard work, togetherness, being a team, and the manager's really helped that this year. He wants that before anything else. And he wants us to be on the same page and work for each other.
What was it like for you making that decision to come from Europe, where you'd spent, you know, a decade from age, you know, from being a young boy, the player, all the way through the early stages of your career? And when you were making the decision to come to America, what was going through your head at that time?
Well, I had options in England, but it was sort of Groundhog Day, if you will. Mm-hmm. I wanted a change. I wanted a new challenge, a new experience, a new environment. And Charlotte came out of nowhere, really. When you come from England, I think it's becoming more popular now, but you don't really hear in the past of a lot of English players coming over to America unless they were right. big names. But I think it's just a credit to how the league's developing, how much it's growing. And I think that when I heard about Charlotte, I just was definitely interested straight away.
Yeah, right. I mean, we know Beckham, we know Robbie Keane and whatnot. We're here and had MLS experience. But I think a lot of players, when you were coming to Charlotte, a lot of fans maybe had not been familiar with your game coming over. But I think that they're very familiar now. So what is the, when you say Charlotte came out of nowhere, and we have sort of an issue, we talk about this in the fan base a lot, which is, oh, it's so hard for us to sign these players because they've never heard of Charlotte. They all want to go to Los Angeles or New York or Miami, you know, because that's the only cities they know in America. Like, what stuck out about Charlotte, and what do you think What did you think about Charlotte then as compared to what you know about Charlotte now after living here for almost 2 years?
Well, when I signed, it was very, once we agreed, it was very rushed. So I only had 2 days to get here and sign before the deadline. So getting on the plane, I honestly didn't really still have a clue about Charlotte. Mm-hmm. It was just more of a gamble. But thankfully, now that I've experienced most of the places traveling away in America, yeah. I'm very happy and very lucky that I chose here and they chose me, because there's not many better places to be, to be honest.
Yeah, how does Charlotte compare to St. Albans, where you grew up?
Yeah. Both great places, yeah. But extremely different.
Yeah. What do you think about the food down here in the South? I wanted to ask, just like, what have you learned about it? Do you have a favorite American food that you wouldn't be able to find back home in Europe?
No, it's more that there's just options here. The options your doorstep, literally. You can get anything without leaving your house or apartment.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different cuisines and foods from different countries. So, no, I can't say I've got a favorite. I'm just blessed that there's so many options.
Right, you're a big Uber Eats guy or what?
DoorDash.
DoorDash.
I've got a premium membership.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Yeah, I've been known to hit them up myself. Yeah. Getting back to the team and the playing a little bit more, something Dean always talks about is he wants competition for places. He wants people pushing each other in training. He wants people pushing each other in the dressing room. He wants people pushing each other in the matches. You have held down this right back spot. When you're healthy, you're playing. And that's, you're coming up against a guy like Jalen Lindsey is a great, you know, young, up and coming still right back. He's got a lot of experience because he started so young, but he's still a young guy. Mm-hmm. How does he push you, and how do you and Jalen make each other better in the right back position?
Yeah, I mean, I can't credit Jalen enough. His attitude, his application, his quality, he's got everything to be a top fullback in years. So for me, it's good to know, but it challenges me because I know that I can't slip up, I can't have an off day, because like you said, the competition is definitely there, and I can't credit him enough, because I know it's not easy. I've been there myself, where you might feel like you deserve to play, you might feel like you need more game time, you're doing everything right, which he is. So no, it's up to me to try and keep pushing him and him pushing me.
Yeah, Dean has said the same things about both you guys. What do you, when I think of your style of play, when I watch you out on the pitch, it's, you know, very smart, always in the right place at the right time. But also, I think a characteristic of your game is your pace and your ability that if you do get caught maybe in the wrong spot, you can get back to the right place. How proud are you of your ability to read the game and then use your pace to get yourself into the positions you need to be?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've all got different qualities. But for me, I know that that is one of my strengths, my pace and my fitness. And I'm trying to keep that up as long as possible. Mm-hmm. I think especially the MLS is definitely very similar to where I came from in the Championship in England in terms of fitness, energy, pace, endurance, hard work. So without that, it won't really get me very far.
Yeah. You guys have a great record as a back line, as a team, you know, with the midfield and the back line contributing to not very many goals conceded, clean sheet streaks, definitely something to hang your hat on. And now you got a guy, one of the big signings from this window, Tim Ream, coming in, experienced Premier League player, U.S. men's national player. What's been the process of incorporating him into the team, and what did he do to earn the start in his first game during that time after Leagues Cup when y'all were training for a few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, his experience and his record, his CV says everything you need to know. You don't spend that long in the Premier League if you don't have the quality and the attitude. So he's settled in really quickly. He's helped us, and I think it's tough on Andrew Privet as well, because I think he's been great for his first full season. But like you said, it's great to have the competition, and it's going to push him and push Tim to perform. And he definitely brings a relaxed, calm nature, which helps the back line. We've got a lot of young boys still. So as a group, I can't compliment the whole defensive group as a whole, including Jalen, Bill, Andrew, all the other JP, the other centre backs. So we're pushing each other every day, and hopefully we can keep getting those clean sheets.
Yeah, I guess with Privs, it hurts maybe a little bit to lose your starting place, at least for one match. But at least he didn't get that contract signed a few months prior, you know. So at least he knows his long-term future is secure, for
which
sure.
Which he deserves. Which he definitely deserves. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think so. So 8 games to go. Best season in the history of the club so far. I think it's, you know, it's a short history. It's only a few seasons, but tough to argue that this is anything but the best we've been this deep into a season, sitting in playoff position. What kind of conversations are you all having in training, in the dressing room, as far as how to keep this going? I know a lot of athletes are going to say, oh, it's one game at a time, one game at a time, but you have to be at least considering the bigger picture. What's the mindset?
I think the mindset's been the same since the start of the season. The manager said in pre-season that he came here to win things and he came here to go all the way. And that's filtered down into the whole group, not just the players, but the staff as well. So our goal is to keep pushing. It is one game at a time, but we're pushing and we want to try and win something. So that's the attitude you got to have, and hopefully we can do that.
How does your sort of everything you came up in the game, sort of your English upbringing in this game, how do you reckon with the concept of like playoffs and like playing the full season and then having a knockout and a best of three series in theory, you know, assuming we get there, which I think we will, but like what is that difference compared to your previous experience before coming?
Well, I've always grown up playing with playoffs. The how it's set up is a bit different with the best of three games, but because in England, it's just a knockout straight away. It's knockout stage. But I've been involved in three different years of playoffs. So I'm not new to it. It's just a different format, I guess.
So the defense is definitely the strength of this squad. I think we're in this position where we're at, top six in the Eastern Conference right now because of the great defensive record. Goals on the other end, the goals have been a little bit tough to come by. What do you think of some of these new signings with Pep and with Jamie coming in, and how can the squad sort of up the goal scored quotient for this final stretch run?
I think it's just repetition and trying your hardest to get to know the players around you as quick as possible. Like you said, Pep's come in, Jamie's come in, Leo's come in, Carroll's come back. So we're not struggling for options up there. Like we may have done more so in the start of the season where it was all everyone having to contribute together. We've definitely got a lot of individual quality. It's just about showing it now. We've got players coming in late in the season, so it's how quickly they can gel and how they can adapt to this league. And the manager said already, we're going to need everyone, which is so true. But it's not so much putting the pressure on just the strikers and the wingers, but I think everyone just has to find a way more, because we're not struggling to get in the final third. I think we're building out well. We've got a strong style of play that we know everyone's on the same page. So it's just about taking our chances more when they come, because we are getting chances.
Yeah, you have one assist to your name, I believe, so far this season. I'm sure you'd love to get a couple more. And if not, most people may not know this, but you actually do have a hat trick on your CV as well. 2015, Swindon Town, I believe, first match of the season.
Yeah.
You bagged three. You can try to bag a goal here before the end of the MLS season?
I'm going to try. I need to. Yeah. I'm putting pressure on myself. And yeah, my son wants me to score a goal. He's seven. He needs a celebration from me. So,
what you need to do is march up to Swiderski on the next penalty and just rip that ball out of his arm and say, sorry, Carol, this one's mine.
Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. That didn't work out so well for the last guy who tried it. You're signed through the end of this year. I think there's an option to come next year. Do you want to come back to Charlotte FC next season?
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy. I love it here, and hopefully they're happy with me. So, yeah, watch this space and hopefully we can get something sorted.
Excellent. I hope I won't ask you to go into details because I think that's privileged information, not really part of this conversation, but I hope those conversations are happening, because I have grown to really love watching you play as a fan. And I'll admit, when you first got here, I was like, I don't know if this guy's going to make it in this league, but it didn't take long for me to like see that you had the work ethic and the commitment to make it happen. And I just want to wrap things up by pointing out that three of the clubs you played for in England before you got here you played for them in lower, I think Wolves, Bournemouth, and Brentford. You played for them when they were in lower leagues, and they've now all in the Premier League. So you're contributing, you know, to, you build success. You leave things better when you found them. Whether you're here next year or not, which I hope you will be, in 5-10 years, what do you want to see, the legacy you might have left with Charlotte FC, and where do you want to see this club?
Same as everyone else. I think people just want growth and success. You want to be better than the year before, and that's always got to be the goal, to improve on what's come before you. So hopefully I think we're going in the right direction. The whole club's going in the right direction, and just keep improving on that, really.
Excellent. Well, he's Nathan Byrne. He's your starting right back. He's locked it down. We're going to hope to see some goals and assists more on the stretch run this year. My co-host of the show, Johnny Hayes, he couldn't be here today, but he wanted me to tell you, you got the best teeth on the team. So I don't know. I don't know. Flash the chompers. You got a great smile, sir. And we appreciate you being here. It's for the crown, baby.
Thank you.